Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
And welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots signed veteran defensive end Andre Carter on Wednesday after spending his 2011 season here with the Patriots. Well, he's back. The Patriots defensive line has been an area of concern lately, and on Wednesday, Carter spoke to reporters about what he's been up to and how he plans to contribute to the defense this season.
This place holds a special meaning, not just as far as what I did, but just the camaraderie that I had here. In 2011, the town, the city of Foxborough, the state. I mean, it was very memorable, and I'm just blessed to be back.
The Patriots are missing a true veteran presence within their defense. Vince Wilfork and Gerard Mayo are out for the season, and Tommy Kelly, as far as we know, is still on the mend. So enter Andre Carter. Carter, a veteran of 12 NFL seasons, and one of which was spent here with the Pats. During that 2011 season here in Foxborough, he played in 14 games, recorded 59 tackles, 10 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles. But during a promising season, Carter's would end when suffering an injury against the Denver Broncos. Even though the season ended for him, it wasn't over for the Pats, who advanced to the Super Bowl but lost to the New York Giants.
I think what hurt was just the fact that we didn't win at all, but that was a pass. At the end of the day, business is business. But I still kept in contact with Mayo, Wilfork, and a lot of my teammates, and just told them they will continue to be brothers. As you know, the game moves on, but Patriots is always going to be in my heart no matter what.
Even after the season-ending injury, Carter was elected to his first ever Pro Bowl after recording at least 10 sacks for the fourth time in his career. And when he got the call from the team who he helped make it all the way, it was a career choice that was pretty simple to make.
At the end of the day, after I did my workout with the Patriots, I had talked to my family, and my level of mindset was it's either the Patriots or retirement, and that's where it was. And fortunately, Patriots had called me last night, and I'm here today.
And even though it's only been one full season since he's been back with the team, he's already noticing how much the defense has changed.
The defense is a lot different compared to where I was here in 2011. We're young. Very talented group of guys, very talented group of individuals. That I'm sure they're trying to find their niche and their place, just like any young team. But they're just as talented as any other group. And I think the most important thing is just to remain consistent and understand how this game is played.
And how he plans to be a leader, especially with Wilfork and Mayo out for the remainder of 2013.
Those guys can never be replaced. I was talking to a few of the younger guys, and hey, we got some good guys that are down. And it's us as a team, not just individuals, but as a team, to step up and play for them. And that's what we intend to do.
Carter said that he arrived on Tuesday morning on a red eye from California, and he immediately went to work, getting back in the playbook and soaking up as much information as he can so that when the Patriots call his number, he's ready to go. That'll do it for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.